You're listening to SBS News. 75 years after its first staging, an entrant in this year's Sydney to Hobart yacht race is making history as it sails down the east coast towards Hobart's Constitution Dock. Wayne Jones is the skipper of the Tribal Warrior, and the majority of his crew are Indigenous Australians.
In the history of the Hobart, 75 years in the history, there's never been an Indigenous team. Never. And this is the one. I want all the people around Australia, everywhere, to look at this boat and put their dreams into this boat and follow us down the coast. That's what it's all about.
Back in 2016, the Tribal Warrior was an unofficial entrant in the race, but after several years of fundraising, it secured official entry status and flies a spinnaker that bears the Aboriginal flag. Crew member Asen Timbury has been sailing for more than half a century, and he says being out on the water for some of the crew proved to be a first.
I've never seen an ocean before. We took Asel out there, out on the harbour the first day, and he turned around and he said, I've never seen a lake so big. It's not a lake, it's a harbour.
Asen Timbury is a Bidjigal elder, and back in the 1960s, he taught Wayne Jones how to sail. Both he and Wayne Jones are hoping the Tribal Warrior's presence in the Blue Water Classic will inspire young Indigenous people to take up sailing.
We've got AFL players, great AFL, you know, recognised top sportsmen, rugby league, sprinters, you know, Cathy Freeman, we've got all those, but where's the yachtsmen? Where are they? So this is the Indigenous people's boat. This is the one I want everyone to follow.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.